You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Lynnell Willingham, Anthony Haney. Taking you up to 7 o'clock where we're taking your calls on right now. What are you most eager to see down the stretch with the Washington Commanders? I went through a couple. The development of Josh Connerly. What does the offense look like when they get Terry and JD5 back? And yes, I want them to play again this year. And then how does the 2024 draft class continue to grow? One other thing I wanted to mention is this. The thing that I'm probably most eager to see is a name that most folks, I'll be real, probably aren't too familiar with. Drake Jackson. The newest member of the Washington, one of the newest members of the Washington Commanders, brought in from the San Francisco 49ers. They opened up his 21-day practice window today. Drake Jackson's 24 years old, people. 6'5", 273 pounds, is a freakazoid athlete. Former second-round pick out of USC. Super freak athlete. He hasn't played since the middle of the 2023 season. But to start that 2023 season, their season opener at Pittsburgh, I'll never forget this game because I lost money on it gambling. I thought Pittsburgh was going to rock their world. In that game, Drake Jackson had 3 sacks. 3 of them things in one game in the season opener. So I don't know if people are really paying attention. This was a high reward, low risk type of move. Is how I would put it for Washington. Because he's got all the upside in the world. He's a 24-year-old edge rusher that is a freakazoid athlete. Now, he's had some injuries that have kind of derailed him here. Like I said, he hadn't played since the middle of the 2023 season. So he didn't play all of last year, and he hadn't played this year to this point. They activated his 21-day practice window, and I will just say this. I am super eager to see him play because from a talent standpoint, hear me out here. Just looking at that defensive end room. From a talent standpoint, from just a pure height, weight, speed, athleticism, gift standpoint, he's their most intriguing prospect, and it's not even close. He has the best athletic profile of anybody in that defensive line room. Or that DN room. When you're comparing him to guys like Dietrich Wise and Javonte Jean-Baptiste and Dorrance Armstrong and Preston Smith, Jalen Holmes, they ain't no Drake Jackson when it comes to being an athlete. I wonder if you could help me find this real quick, and who finds it first, me or you. What's the RAS score of Drake Jackson? Somebody brought up RAS scores earlier. I think it was Mel that brought it up. Saying it was Foo that brought it up. The RAS score of Drake Jackson, 8.6 out of 10. So doesn't jump off the charts totally, but it's a pretty damn good score. I'm trying to find. So out of the combine, he had a 36.5-inch vertical. That is elite. He had a 10.7 broad jump. That is elite. He had a 4.28 shuttle. That's considered a great score. and he had an 8.38 three cone, which is considered a great score. So he is a freak athlete. I'm excited to see the opportunity that he gets, especially when you consider how thin Washington is right now at defensive end. The opportunities are definitely going to be there, so make sure you keep your eyes peeled for Drake Jackson of the Washington Commanders. Let's go to Rooster in Hagerstown wants to chime in. What are you most eager to see down the stretch, Rooster?
Thanks for having me.
Yes, indeed.
So, one hell no to Cliff coming back. I give him a D. Green Bay showed him what kind of offense we have. He has made no adjustments. He doesn't know how to adjust. He is clipboard king. What I'm most eager to see is when Terry and Jaden get back together.
What does it look like, right?
Yeah. Just how this offense will roll. I truly believe, and I said this in the offseason when everybody was, we don't need Terry, whatever. When he came back and when we was playing Kansas City, he showed that the offense will move. But most importantly for me, I know we're all down on the defense, but if the offense isn't moving the ball and we're three and out all the time, the defense isn't getting a break. So they're tired. Yes, they're old, but they're tired. And I'll leave it at that.
Bruce, I appreciate you as always, man. Totally get it. We've talked about this multiple times. They're 28th in terms of time of possession this year. Last year they ranked 7th in the NFL. So clearly a big difference in terms of that. I wonder if the tempo is at all hindering them offensively right now as well. 301-230-0980. What are you most eager to see down the stretch for the Washington Commanders? Allen is in Atlanta wanting to chime in. What's going on?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First thing I want to say is that I'm going to give Cliff, be generous and give Cliff Kingsbury a D.
Being generous, and huh?
I say I'm being generous and giving him a D. I'm as old as Doc Walker also, and I remember when Joe Gibbs came here from San Diego with the Eric Carriel offense, and it wasn't working because of the personnel. And what he did was he adjusted and went to the strength of the team, and now we know them. That was the beginning of the Hawks. And Cliff Kingsbury does, you know, pretty boys do pretty boy things. He's a quarterback, and he wants to throw the ball all over the field. That's what he does, and that's what he's going to do. What I would like to see in the future is sit all these old guys down, let the young boys play, and find out who can play. You won't find out who can play if they don't get a chance. That middle linebacker, Zach Ertz, we know what they're going to do. We know who they are. Give the young boys a chance to play. The season is over. Run the ball. If you can't win the game, you can at least bloody somebody's nose.
I appreciate you as always, Alan. Let's go.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Go to Paul. Wants to chime in. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Leno. Hey, I'm 61. I've been a diehard since I was 8 years old, born in D.C. I've been listening to this radio station for decades. So hear me out. Mm-hmm. I think you touched base on it when you talked about Adam and you went Newton. But everybody's missing this. I'm going to give you a couple rhetorical questions. Mm-hmm. Cliff, to me, you bring him back. He's a C. And the reason, and this is the reason why. First of all, we were probably 3 turnovers away. I was in that Philadelphia game, at that Philadelphia playoff game. Mm-hmm. We're probably 3 turnovers away, some little bit of lucky bounces, whatever, from going to the Super Bowl. What's changed? Let me tell you what's changed, Linnell. Is, and you touched on it, but you're on the defensive side. You're all over the place. I agree with what all you're saying in the callers, but let's just look at what's different, man. I'm bad on names, but Eccles.
Yeah, Austin Eckler being good. Yeah.
B-Rob. Well, let me finish. Zacchaeus.
Yep.
Denami Brown. Now you got Noah Brown injured. You have Terry. It all started all the way back with Terry.
Yeah.
In the negotiations. But you were away from a Super Bowl. So I don't know. I was big on Adams, Peters, and I still am because of the structure. We don't have bingo callers. We got legitimate, like, structure. But I got to – who – what did those guys cost you? We got worse in every area that I would just mention. I'm not even going to go on the defensive side with Chin and
Fowler. And yeah. Like, I think it's a good point.
Did we – yeah, Fowler, our number one pass rusher, double-digit sacks, and we let him go to our the Cowgirls, our competition. I'm almost facing, and believe me, I hated Danny. But now I'm like, I'm so excited, and it's like, wait a minute. Now who is to blame? Is it even our owner? Did we get tight?
I think that's an interesting question, Paul. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Holiday. What's going on, Holiday? I think the last call made a bunch of good points.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
And then I'm calling because I want to give Cliff. At first, I had a C-, but after you played the clips of him, I give him a D+ because he just explained. He explained that he can't do what he want to do, not that he can do what he can do.
Right.
And so for offensive guru, I look for you to, if you don't have your sledgehammer, okay, you can't knock down the wall with one hit, but you can chip away with your hammer. Use the tools that you have. He's supposed to be creative, and he hasn't really been creative at all. If the Seattle game showed you everything. Their linebackers were standing waiting for our receiver to come to the area that they were already standing in. Jaden didn't have nowhere to throw to, and he didn't seem to adjust on that. So I would give him another chance, but I give him a D+ right now. As far as Adam, listen, we're bringing up the floor. We haven't touched on the ceiling besides kind of Jaden, but we had to bring up the floor. So I would give him some more time before you judge what he's doing. And he's getting feedback from the coaches. So if you want to blame anybody that we've let him go, I'd have to say Dan Quinn and them and not Peter. I don't think he's out there telling Dan Quinn, well, I'm going to cut him and cut him and cut him. I think it's the other way around.
That relationship, Holiday, and I appreciate the call, that relationship to me is – I really love to know more about it in terms of the dynamic between Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, because one can make the argument didn't feel like they were on the same page this offseason. Paul is in D.C. What's up, Paul?
What you led, thanks for taking my call. You led right into that right there, man. I like that last statement about as far as the relationship with them.
Yeah.
Cliff, that East-West offense, man, is I'm calling the plays out. I'm sitting there, man, on the couch calling this guy's plays, man. You know what I mean? And that's ridiculous right there. I want to go back to something on Adam Peters, man, before I get off this, man. Adam Peters right now, in the last couple of years now, I'm not giving him a pass. The last couple of years, and especially this year, It reminds me of what Rizzo is doing with the Nationals. Man, stop telling me about guys' stats in 2017 and in 2008, man. If they're not playing for nobody right now, there's a reason why, man. We keep bringing these people on here, man, and they're sitting there. We give them at a premium price instead of going after the athletes we need to go after. Like they said, when you go to the dollar store, you're going to get a dollar product, and you're going to wind up having to go to the best stores and get the right products, man. Other than that, man, you know, I'm the main thing I'm excited about or interested in is finding out, is my quarterback going back to doing what he did before he played with us last year? Because this year he was off, and I seen it in the Giants game. Yo, take my call, man.
Appreciate you as always. Let's get to AP before we take a break. What's going on, AP?
What up, Nell?
What's going on, brother?
Yeah, I'm pretty much good on Cliff, man. Like, I've seen enough, like these other callers have said, man. His offense is very predictable. There's no deception in his offensive formations. You know, these quick screen rights, like this, you know, I'm just over it, bro. Like, I'm ready to see new blood in here. Josh, whatever the guy from Miami, if he gets fired, I'm open to him. I'm good on Cliff, man. D minus, because even though you ain't had the horses, like everybody else is just saying, run the ball, like do something else. Like, you got Rodriguez who be chopping at the bit. Like, the dude, oh, buddy, threw the ball at the camera woman after he scored. That was probably the frustration of not getting carries.
Yeah.
But as far as Adam Peters goes, like the other caller said, man, bargain basement, you know, Bruce Allen 2.0, man. I need to see something better. Like, you got all this money. It's time to get aggressive, because if you don't, you're going to see a lot more worse with our quarterback at Jaden and not getting him the toys he needs. So hopefully, you know, we can make some changes in that department. As far as what I hope to see this weekend, I want to see Ben Sinner get unleashed, man. Like, we know what we get with Zach Ertz, you know. A slant here, fall down there, short of the sticks. I need run after the catch. And Ben Sinner, he showed me something in that draft when I seen his video, you know, his tape of being aggressive and blocking. I want to see more of that. Like, time to see what we got in these pups.
What is Dan Quimby saying? Let's get him some ops.
Please.
Appreciate you, AP. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. I told you the number one thing that I'm eager to see down the stretch is defensive end Drake Jackson, former second-round pick of the San Francisco 49ers back in 2022. He hasn't played since the middle of the 2023 season, but he's got a ton of upside. Washington just opened up his 21-day practice window. He will have an opportunity here down the stretch. We'll learn a little bit more about Drake Jackson on the other side of the break when we're joined by Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area. That is next.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.